If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. I think after 3 days of weekend, my mind is still not in gear, but what can you do?
Do you know, I'm finding that as well. I said this to Zanati a little bit earlier. Even though we were in studio yesterday, 7 to 9, it still was a very lazy day. And it does take you a while just to sharpen up a little bit. Well, me.
No question. No question. But I did get a lot of reading done.
Brilliant.
A lot of streaming done. So all is good in the world.
All is brilliant. All right. Except not really, because for Huawei, things might not be so good. We've spoken about this saga before. What is the latest?
Well, the news just does not stop coming. I mean, obviously, the broader context is the trade war between America and China. Sure. Mm. And they definitely have ramped up the sort of heat on the whole thing and specifically targeted Huawei by putting them on the entities list, as they call it. It sounds like aliens are hanging around there. But anyway, they've listed Huawei and 70 odd of its subsidiaries. And the net effect is that Huawei has no access to any USA technology of any sort. They've given them a 90-day extension until the end of August. And my sense, as we've discussed before, is that some compromise will be made because Huawei is too big. They are one of the biggest technology companies in the world today. They're very, very integral in the rolling out of 5G globally. And their handsets have risen really quickly to be number two. But the net effect now, and we're talking a month ago, this is not a long time. What was reported over the weekend is that Huawei are expecting to lose round about $30 billion in turnover over the next 2 years because of this whole issue. But more critically, and something that is endless conversation wherever I go, people ask what's happening with Huawei handsets. They expect an up to 60% drop in handset sales. Wow. And I can tell you from my informal research in the market, already even in South Africa, handset sales have dropped by about 40%. So it's had a massive impact on a company that was really on a roll. And the real question, and this is something that I'd be interested to hear from some of the listeners, even if this matter is sorted out over the next couple of months, will you trust and will you go back to buying Huawei product? This is key. I think it's so easy to lose trust and it's so easy for people to, you know, become a little unsure about something. Mm. So,
yeah, you know, it's interesting.
The impact is long term.
Because if I think about my own experience, I was always a Samsung user. And then when I couldn't get the new phones because they kept blowing up on themselves, I ultimately had no choice because I needed a new phone. So I went to iPhone. It took me 2 or 3 iPhones before I ultimately came back to Samsung. So it shows how long that cycle is.
Exactly.
And how much Exactly. they lose in that process. And the question here is if they'll ever be confident. Well, I guess there's a couple of things. And the one is, will you have the confidence? And B, do you have the confidence to not think, that, and I don't know what is true or not true, is that with this Chinese technology, well, maybe I'm going to be spied upon. You know, I think that's also a fear that's been created around this event.
Well, that's exactly the real challenge here. I mean, Chinese technology, many, many, many decades ago, the Japanese were seen to be taking over the technology space. And over the last 20, 30 years, China has risen completely and utterly out of the flames, if you want to put it that way, to be a dominant and pretty much preeminent force in the technology space. You cannot turn around without touching a Chinese made or Chinese marketed and owned product. So it's almost impossible today to unravel the web of supply chain. And this is exactly where America's hit Huawei so hard. Because no matter how much they make of their own phones in China, there's always either a technology license with someone called ARM or ARM. They're the people who make the codes for the chipset that goes into pretty much 99% of all smartphones in the world. So even though Huawei make their own chips, they're based on ARM code. And that code, there might be a problem with them getting access to. Secondly, Android has become the biggest operating system globally for mobile phones. and the Android store with things that you don't even think about, like the maps and the simple mail, you name it, as part of that ecosystem will be denied to Huawei. So should this whole matter not get sorted out, effectively, they're going to break the world into two camps, the American camp of technology and the Chinese camp of technology. And I'm actually a little unsure whether that's a good thing at all, because, you know, back in the day of the VHS,
Betamax, yeah, I was thinking that problem, none of these ever end well, these types of stories.
No, never.
Wow. Do you think, I mean, my view on this almost now is that it's just, I mean, we know it's about the trade war, but it did, my view was that it was just going to get resolved and that it wasn't going to be an issue. It really doesn't seem that clear.
No, not at all. And I mean, fortunately, I was in China and I've been following a lot of the Chinese English news just to get a sense of what's coming from that side. They are digging their heels in for the long term and they've got the resources. There's no question that, and I mean, the context here really is that China over the last couple of decades to get where they've got as quickly as they've got have definitely done all sorts of things that perhaps were not morally or ethically absolutely squeaky clean. I mean, there's plenty stories of companies being lured in, big companies, motor companies, technology companies, lured into China with massive rebates, free labor, free everything for a 10-year, no taxes. And then round about year 7, everything changes. And all of a sudden, these companies find it's impossible to operate in China and they leave. But they don't leave with all their technology. They don't leave with all their plants. They don't leave with all the transfer of knowledge that went on over those 10 years. So there's been a lot of talk about that. And the context of the whole trade war seems to have grown into an almost ideological war between two factions. And that's what's scary, because those sort of things, you know, it's easy to figure out a commercial arrangement, come up with a new structure, those sort of negotiations. I won't say are easy, but they're relatively clear cut. But when it gets more ideological and sort of East against West, I think that's where it gets murky and scary and who knows where it goes. But right now, I mean, Huawei, you cannot walk around Joburg without seeing it everywhere. And there is a real danger that the product itself may become fairly useless in maybe not short term. Definitely don't worry about it for the next year. But beyond that, you might lose access to Maps. You might lose access to Gmail. And that could be a real challenge for everybody, not least the networks.
Very, very concerning indeed. That is Stephen Ambrose bringing us the latest in technology. You can catch Stephen every Thursday for a full hour of the latest tech. That's at 11 o'clock here on Chai FM. It is 8:38, about to go 8:39. Stephen Ambrose, we'll catch you next week, same time, same place. At 8:39...